Let my mouth be filled with your praise, singing all day long. Let my mouth be filled with your praise. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Let my mouth be filled with your praise, singing all day long. I'm singing all day long.
In John chapter 1, verse 1, it says, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by Him, and without Him was not anything made that was made. In Him was life, and the life was the light of men. And the light shineth in darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. Now it says, in the beginning. Write down the word beginning. Now we've been talking about beginning states. How God set something up. When this whole thing started, in the beginning. And the reason why God tells you what He's trying to tell you, what goes on when it started. When this thing started, find out when something begins, what its purpose was. And you can usually find that out in its beginning stages. So God's taking us way back to the start of things. He opened the Bible up in the beginning. But also here in John chapter 1, He's saying, in the beginning was the Word. That word beginning means place or rank, or in the beginning was the principal rule in the start of things. God's speaking to us right now that in the beginning, in the start, read it from the start. It said, was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Write down the word, Word. Write it down real big. It says, in the beginning, there was the Word. And that word means utterance. Now, we always talk about utterance. We need to have a concept. If we're going to be walking by faith and seeing signs and wonders happen, seeing miracles take place, we need to have an understanding how God does things. Do you know, Brother Hagin says one thing. He says, we can only receive God to the level of our biblical knowledge. We can only let God do as much as we know in His Word that He will do. So a lot of people are limiting God because of their knowledge of what they or what they believe He was able to do. So it says, in the beginning was the Word. You need to know what a word is and be familiar with the word. If you're going to get into supernatural, anything supernatural having to do with God, you got to have a strong understanding, because everything God does, He does by the word. He does it by the word. And you got to know about the word, and you got to know how to discern the word of God and sense the word of God. So it says, in the beginning was the word, and that word was logos. Remember we said the logos meant what? Utterance. And there's more about that word. In the beginning, and in that word was God's thought, His purpose, His intention, His idea. In the beginning was just the thought of God, was the intention or motive of God. Somebody said something. So it started with an intention of God, and there was a supernatural utterance. It started that way. The first thing that was the Word. And this is talking about when God created. So the first thing that you ever figured out that God created was the earth and all these things, right? And He said, in the beginning was the Word. Now, we know that the Word is Jesus. Amen? That Jesus is the Word of God. How many want to see Jesus in manifestation in this last age? In this last day, you want to see Jesus in full glory and full power. Well, guess what? He is His Word. Jesus is the Word of God. When you get a word, you got Jesus showing up. Somebody said, Jesus, where are you? I'm out here all by myself. I need a miracle. I'd like to see Him do what He did with the woman in the well. And I want to see God show up. I need some help around here someplace. He says, I'm right there on the scene. I'm the Word of God. The Word of God has the power to do exactly what Jesus did. But you got to learn to put your faith in the Word of God to see it work that way. He and His Word are one, because His Word is His will. The Word of God, the Bible, is the will of God. In the Bible, we can find with the will, the promises of God are God's will, is what He wants to have accomplished and what He wants to do. So in the beginning was the spoken word. He just said something. The word logos means said something. The word logos means said something. Okay? It says, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. So you're going to learn that God's going to speak to you. You're going to find one of the supernatural signs and wonders of God, that when God wants to plant something in your heart, he will say it in two and three different vessels to make sure that word is clear. And as soon as you hear God knocking at your door with a word, somebody might say, I believe God's got a new job for you. I say it here at church, and all of a sudden you might go to the mall, and then God turns around and says the same thing to you. Over the word just keep coming back and keeps coming back. Well, listen, when God's speaking to you with confirmations in that area, that's God on the scene. God is there. He's there with his word. Like we said before, there was a little statement that we used to make when we were kids. I said it, I meant it, and I got my fist to represent it. Anybody ever heard that before? Well, it's the same thing with God. I said it, and I meant it, but he's a little bit better. When God speaks his word, he and his word cannot be separated. He is in his word. You can't say his word and try to catch his attention. The moment that his word goes out of your mouth, there he is. When's God going to show up? What are you going to hear about God showing up? No. The minute that the word goes out, guess what? There he is. Say, according to the power that worketh in us. How does that power? Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Well, also with that hearing and the word that you're hearing, listen, God comes to us by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. The more that you hear, the more confidence you'll develop in God. Some people don't know that God is good. The more you hear that God is good, the more he'll be good. He in his word cannot be separated. The more you hear God talk about healing, the more God turns into the healer for you. The more God speaks to you about prosperity, the more that God turns into that prosperer for you. He and his word are one. In the beginning was the thought and intention and purpose of God, and that thought and purpose and intention are one and the same thing. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God. Notice that the Word showed up before you did. It says, in the beginning was the Word. The Word took precedence over me. Hold your Bible up. That Word was there before your brain cells came together. That Word was there before your problem showed up. The word of God was there before you. That where the whatever was in front of the word of God, guess what, has authority over the word. It says in the beginning means that that word beginning says, listen, this is what was here first. And what was here first is the strongest. Law of first mention, it said, and it says rule and principality. In the beginning, what had rule? The word and God, and they were one. So you were born into the word. Well, anyhow, it says that utterance. The same was in the beginning with God. This Bible hangs out with God. Jesus is the Word of God. And this thing is working with God to bring about your manifestation, for it is God. Amen. When you speak the words out of this book, guess what? Who's speaking at that point? When you speak the words out of this book, guess what? You know who's speaking? Jesus is speaking. Well, one person said, only speak the word, and my servant shall be. So I want you to understand that the word of God is powerful. It's sharp and it's quick. Come on. This is not an ordinary book. This book has supernatural abilities and supernatural powers. It can get the job done. It works. So in the beginning was the word, and the word was with God. God's looking for his partner. See, when God wants to work on your behalf, he's looking for his partner. He said, well, listen, when God's ready to do something, see, it says in the beginning, God created, and what was with him when he created? The word. See, many people want God to create a miracle for them, but they don't have any word anywhere. All things were made by him. Catch that revelation. Now, we know it's talking about Jesus, but it says, in the beginning was the Word, right? And the Word was with God, and the Word was God, and all things were made by whom? By him being whom? What aspect of God? It was Jesus, right? But what aspect was who was Jesus calling himself at this point, people? The Word. All things were made by the Word, which was God, which is Jesus. What is God trying to tell us? When God wants to put something together, he's going to build it by the word. all things were created by the Word, and nothing was made which was made that didn't come out of the Word. If you want to build something, you want to put something together, guess what? You got to get your Word together. I mean, even when Jesus was born in the virgin, the angel had to descend down and said, thus shall be. God said this, listen, behold, thou shalt bring forth a son, and his name shall be called. Come on. He had to speak that thing. Wasn't anything made that was made that didn't come from the Word. Precedence. Everything you got in your possession right now, everything you good as well as bad, anything material that you're dealing with right now came as a result of words. All things were made. Means all things came to pass. See that word made, when you break it down, it says all things were made by him, and without him was nothing made. Nothing happened. Nothing happens. That word made means that nothing takes place, nothing happens, nothing goes on without the Word. Somebody said, how did this happen to me? You ran your big mouth. Our mouth, our confession has a lot to do with what we possess. Confess it, you soon shall possess it. No matter what it is. No matter what it is. You confess it, guess what? Pretty soon you'll be possessing it. So anyhow, nothing comes to pass but by the Word. Didn't it say that in Scripture? All things were made by him, the Word, and without him, without the Word, nothing was made. Guess what? Without the Word of God, nothing's going to come to pass in your life. Nothing's going to happen for you. That God thing that he's got for you, it's got to come. It's going to come through the Word. And it says, in him was life. Say the word life. In him was life. And that word life can be translated into the Greek. Now, how many of you learning Greek? You hear, anybody ever heard the word Zoe? Zoe life? It says, in him was Zoe. That's the same kind of word as life, and life more abundantly. In the word, in that thought, in the thought, the word in itself, the intention of God, in the purpose and intention, in the logos, guess what? Is life. And the life was the light of man. The Zoe was the light of man. The Zoe wasn't. It said, listen, in the Word was time. See, many people are trying to struggle and fight and scratch and claw. Now, God's got a set time for everything you're dealing with. Let me tell you what. In the Word is your time. In the Word is your total life. It's all written out. Guess what? All you got to do is speak it out. You don't have to create your own future. You don't have to do any of those things. It's already destined for you. God's got a good thing for you. It says, in the Word was Zoe. And that word Zoe means life or time. Your day of prosperity is in the Word. Your day of deliverance is already in the Word. Hallelujah. Your day of victory is already in the Word. Your day of breakthrough is already in the Word. Your day of healing is already in the Word. It's already written. God says, I know the plans that I have for you, plans to bless you, not to do you any harm, to give you a hope for the future. It's already set up for you. For in him, in the Word, was life. And that life was, and it was, is, and will always be the light of men. The life of men. And see, we just think it's just an illumination, but it goes a little bit more. It said it was the fire of men. It was the fire. It was the fire of men. That the word light can be translated also, it says, to make manifest. That means that there's something God has an intention for your life. And when you hook it up with the Zoe life of God, guess what? It means it'll bring it to manifestation. It says in the Word, and the Word was the life, and the life was the light of men. It says that it was, and what are they calling light? It means illumination of men. It means it manifestation of men. It means it caused that supernatural thing within man, the purpose of God, to come out. The Word will bring it out. Oh, do you catch it? It was the fire of man. It was the fire, and fire already means the touch of God. Fire represents the touch of God. The Word is the light of man, the fire of man, the illumination of man. The earth groans to see the manifestation of the sons of God. But that manifestation will never take place until they get the word working within their hearts. The word will bring your blessing out every time. You don't got to go searching under rocks and climbing trees to find God's best. It's in the word. It'll come out of you. For the kingdom of God is not far from you. It's already within you, even in your mouth. And you're going to find out where it is. Yes. And the light shines in the darkness. The light shines in the darkness. That means there's a fire in the darkness. And the darkness comprehends it not. What is the darkness? The understanding of man, the thing that can't conceive the plan of God. Guess what? Doesn't have the mind of God. It can't do it. The darkness cannot comprehend the light. It's a spiritual thing. The darkness can't comprehend it. But it says the light shineth in the darkness. What does that mean? That word shine means thinks in the darkness. Amen. What does that mean? And the light shines in the darkness. See, my mind might not understand everything that's going on, but there's a light shining in the darkness. Amen. And the darkness can't comprehend it. Amen. For the ways of God are beyond our ways, and the thoughts of God are beyond our thoughts. And Paul says, when I pray, my spirit prays within me, but my mind doesn't have any understanding of it whatsoever. It's darkened. It shines in. Anybody ever heard of the word obscurity? You can barely see it. Now that word comprehends. And it says, listen, the light shineth in the darkness, and the darkness can't comprehend it if not. And that light is the what? The life of God. That's the life. And the darkness can't comprehend the light. It can't comprehend the light. The darkness can't comprehend the light. You're going to find something else. And when I study the word comprehend, it means what? Apprehend, obtain, come upon, or come to, grab hold of, perceive, take over, or seize. So the darkness can't perceive or seize the things of God. The darkness, the thing that's clouded, can't grab a hold of anything from God. But there's a life within you which comes from the word of God. Your own understanding can't grab a hold of the promises of God. But listen, the word of God planted in your heart, guess what? It can grab heaven for you and bring it down the earth. You can think about it all you want, but you can't grab a hold of God's best. The word does it. Nothing comes. You can't create anything with your own understanding. You're not God. But the word will bring it to pass. The darkness cannot comprehend it. Cannot comprehend the light or life. That means it can't seize it. How many of you ever seen people seize it, trying to grab something? They can't get it. Can't get it. Can't get it. You can scratch and claw all you want to, but you can't touch this. See, in heaven, sin, as many people are trying to do that, trying to do it in their own strength, trying to do it in their own ability, trying to find happiness and peace all by themselves. And God's saying, you can't touch this. For the darkness can't comprehend it. But the word, and the word's got a strong reach. I mean, it'll reach into glory. It'll reach where you can, it'll grab a hold of stuff you can't grab a hold of. The word of God is like a caterpillar. It's like one of them cherry picker things. It'll grab a hold of stuff. Let me tell you, what God's got for you in these next 30 days, guess what? You can't grab it with your own understanding. You're not going to be able to pull it down. You might as well hang it up now. It's not going to come that way. You better get a word in your heart that can grab a hold of the promise of God. What is God doing right now? He's giving you some prongs. And some people wonder, well, I didn't get blessed. You had nothing that could grab a hold of the promises of God with. It was right there in front of your face, but you couldn't grab a hold of it. Why? Because your mind was darkened. Darkness could not comprehend it, could not touch it. But those that had the word on the inside of them, they had faith built. Faith built up because they had a word of God on the inside of their spirit, and they just had the ability to grab a hold of the promises. It's the word that will grab a hold of your miracle. Oh, you got to have the word. You've got to have the word. You've got to have the word. Now listen, in the beginning, now we got it in John, right? Now let's go back to the beginning to find out how the thing was set up.
God's trying to set you up just as with no care, casting all your care upon the Lord, for he careth for you. The only thought you have is hearing him in the bushes. So Genesis chapter 1, verse 1 says, in the beginning God created. Now read John chapter 1, verse 1. In the beginning was the Word. In the beginning God created. Y'all ready to learn how to create some stuff? I had the Spirit of God telling me, I'm going to show you how to, I gave me some insight on how to create things. It says, in the beginning God created the heaven and the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep. Darkness was upon the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. And God said, let there be light. And there was light. And God saw that the light, that it was good. And God divided the light from the darkness. Now let's put the two together. Now listen, it said created. How many of you want to break down the word created? How many of you want to break down the word created? In the beginning, God. This means he started. This is how he started the thing. He said, in the beginning, God. And God is what? Good. Okay. And it said, in the beginning, this is what God was doing. The word created can be dispatched. Or he chose. Or another word, created means he made fat. Now let's look at the word earth. Earth can also be called a field, ground, or wilderness. And we know that the wilderness is an uncultivated place. So God dispatched something on an uncultivated place. And it said that the earth was without, without what? What? The earth was without what? The earth was without form. There are some lives in here tonight that are without form. Form means what? A wasteland. A worthless thing. An empty place. Vain. Or something of naught. The earth was at that time a wasted place. Now you know what? Your heart is the ground that God sows into.
That's right. Amen.
There are many hearts in this room tonight that are the same as the earth was back then. They are without form. You don't have any idea what your heart can produce. But I want you to know that the Holy Ghost is going to come and hover over the face of the waters. Now the earth was without form. And then the Spirit of God moved over the face of the waters. Now scientists trying to tell us that all life came from what? Came up out of the what? Came up out of the water. Wind represents spirit. Water represents spirit in Scripture. Breath represents spirit, right? So one spirit moved over the other spirit. And the Spirit of God hovered over the waters. This is what the Holy Ghost was saying. He said, listen, you can form your life. Anybody want to learn how to form their life? You can form your life by forming your lips. Okay? And put the wind of your breath through it to speak the word of God. That is exactly the same process that God used to form the earth. Many people, listen to me, we're talking about prosperity. This is a prosperity message, but we had to get this word in there someplace because there's no prosperity without the word. See, forming your lips will happen as you prosper your soul. See, the prosperous soul is a formed soul. See, our confession, what comes out of our mouth is only, it's like a picture of where our psyche is, where our spirit is, and where our soul is. But if you get the word of God to get down on the inside of you, guess what will start to happen? It'll start to form a new nature within you.
Yes.
Amen. As a man speaketh, so is he.
That's right.
Yeah. See, and as you form, one guy said, I wish that you would prosper even as your soul prospers. See, you're about to get prosperity of soul first. Don't you dare try to get the prosperity of the world until you get prosperity of the soul. This is the evidence of the prospered soul. Guess what changes? The confession changes. The Bible says the wise man built his house upon the rock. The waves beat upon it, the winds came, but the house stood. It was built, it was formed, and it was ready. And I'm here to tell you that the Holy Ghost, the wind of God, is about to move through your life. And whatever you've got built is what's going to manifest in your life.
Glory.
See, you got to form your lips. But you're not going to be able to form your lips until you form your soul. See, many people think if I get stop saying this and stop saying this, listen, once you did, once the word of God is going to have to renew your mind. And once your mind is renewed, guess what? Your mouth is going to get renewed. See, many people are creating things all day long. The earth was without form. A big blob. The first thing that's going to happen to me is that I'm going to allow God to form me and to give me some type of structure. See, stop worrying about the wind coming. The wind's coming. That's not your job. That's God's job. Don't you worry about the wind. You just get your lips ready. See, you got to get ready. See, you got to get ready. I'm not worried about prosperity anymore. I know it's coming. I'm not even seeking it. That's why the Bible said, don't be hasty to make yourself rich. It's coming anyhow. I don't got time to go to get something I can't get with my own understanding anyhow. The darkness of my mind can't comprehend it. It can't seize it. Can't grab it. Why would I waste my time trying to grab something that I could never get in my own understanding? I'm going to take my time and structure and form my inner person and my soul that when the wind of God, the grace of God, the anointing of God comes through, guess what? I'm going to sound the horn. And what comes out at that point is going to be the manifestation. See, many people mess themselves up, miss themselves. Listen, your day is coming. The Holy Ghost told T.D. Jakes a while back, he used to say, get ready, get ready, get ready, get ready, get ready. How do you get ready? You start dealing with your person. You start doing the things that Jesus did. You get that same man. Somebody said, you got to get the mindset so you can handle a big wind through your spirit. The earth was without form. Look at somebody and say, there's a wind coming. See, there's always going to be a day. The Bible says there is nothing hidden that shall not be made manifest. That's in the Bible. There is nothing hidden that shall not be made manifest. When is it going to be made manifest? When the wind of God hits it. And the fire of God will touch it. See, the fire touches it, and that way we can tell of what sort it is. Don't worry about what you got. Worry about what you are. I'm getting ready. I'm getting ready. And so God said, this is how, see, you form your mouth. I ain't going to worry about the wind coming through it. I'm just going to form my mouth. Get it ready. And when God gets on the inside, and forming your mouth, that means controlling your confession. See, many people don't understand why the confession of man is so important. Because it takes that person to form themselves in the flesh. The flesh gets involved. When you use your body to form something, it's an active thing. It's an act of faith when you use your flesh. Do you know that? Because it's action. Everybody say cheeseburger. It took some muscles to say cheeseburger. There was lots of agreement that went on in your body to say cheeseburger. Did anybody see a cheeseburger when you said cheeseburger? You could see a cheeseburger, right? Something happened when you said cheeseburger. You activated something within yourself. When you stepped out and you moved some muscles. You have no idea how many muscles you moved to say the word cheeseburger. Now anybody said, Jesus said, listen, my words are spirit and life. Let me tell you this too. Your words are spirit and life. Why? You step, every time you go to say something with your mouth, you use your muscles to do it, your flesh is in agreement. And in the breath that you have in your body doesn't belong to you, it belongs to God. Hallelujah. Wind is spirit. Wind is spirit. So what you did is you formed your mouth and allowed the breath of God to go through that thing that you formed. Guess what happened? That created your atmosphere. You have whatever you say. That's why everybody get mad and get in hot pursuit and they form their mouth. They get off in the flesh and their brain starts. Your brain controls your body. Your brain actually controls your tongue, but you can't control your breath. When God's ready for you to check out, guess what? It's gone. It's gone. Everybody blowing your hand. Know where that started? First breath. It was passed down to you from Adam. And Adam got it from God. And God himself breathed the breath of life into man. It's been pressed down and pressed down, coming through this cord. You got it from your mama, but your mama got it from God. And she got it from this one to that one, down the Noah's, down the chain. The very breath in your body, the first breath breathed into the breath of man was the breath of God. It belongs to God. And wonder why your words mean something. And there's a piece of God within you. As long as you're living, life in of itself is gone. That's why they said the breath is life. Because it's a part of God. And that's why you got to watch. Stuff happens when you start to run your mouth. And God created by what? He said, in the beginning was the Word. God created because in the beginning was the Word. See, there was an intention. Listen, let me tell you, when God said something, the Spirit of God moved on the waters. What your flesh is formed to, when the Spirit of fire moves through it, will become your future. Do you hear what I'm saying? What your flesh is formed at and set on, what you're dwelling on, what your mindset is, when the anointing and the Spirit of God moves on it, guess what? Guess what's going to happen? That's going to be your future. That's why the Bible tells us to be instant in season and out of season. Many people say all kinds of stuff. Whatever you say out of your mouth, it's exactly what's coming to you. It might take a little time to get there, but it'll get there. It's coming. It's coming. You better get a good confession. You're not going to get a good confession if you don't hear the Word of God. Better get a positive report, and it can't be just be, oh, I just heard him talk about talking nice. I better start talking nice. No, you better get it in your spirit. It's more than just trying to guard your words, because I know some people trying to learn confession stuff all the time. But you step on their shoe, you cuss down just like that. You cannot control your own tongue. You got to form your soul. You got to be renewed by the spirit of your mind, by the Holy Ghost, and have a form. That's what you got to get after, the form. Allow God to form your spirit. Renewed. Your structure in conformity to his will will produce Zoe. Do you hear this? Your structure in conformity to his word will produce Zoe. That means you don't think about what you want. You just pattern your life. You structure your life after the word of God. You just build it just like the word says to build it. The wind of God will blow through it. Anybody ever seen trumpets? I keep seeing a trumpet. And God said a distinct sound. A distinct sound. They blew the trumpet, and the trumpet had one sound. One sound. And one sound is just not unity, but one sound is a structured soul, a structured spirit that the anointing of God blows through. And it's a sound that only that horn can produce. A trumpet will produce a sound because of its structure. trying to take the cap off of that chair and blow through it and think if you get the same sound. There's a structure that produces the sound that God wants. And when that sound is sounded, and the Lord uttered his voice, blow the trumpet in Zion. And the Lord uttered his voice before his army. And his voice is like a trumpet. And his voice is his word. There's a group and a breed of people that are developing themselves after the Bible, after the scripture, after the word of God. Guess what? It's not controlled by their own psyche. You can't live saved after your own psyche. It ain't going to happen. It's got to be the Holy Ghost. It's got to be the Spirit of God. And they're getting themselves ready. They're getting spiritually controlled. They're getting spiritually motivated. There's a wave of the anointing coming. And God's going to get through them. There's fire going to hit them. And they're going to sound. And when they sound, the army of God will respond to the sound of God. And the army is just not human beings. It's every angel that he's got. Every principality. All of his power. His entire, everything he's got is going to respond to the sound of God. To the sound of the anointing of the Holy Ghost. Anybody want the army of God to wake up? Sound the trumpet. But you can't sound the trumpet. You've got to have the wind of God. You've got to have yourself a horn. That's why God was talking about it's going to be gold, not brass. Gold means tried by fire. You get gold through fire. I'm about to form in conformity to his will. See, the word will form you. And the Holy Ghost will blow through the word. Stuff starts to happen. Stuff starts to happen. That's why I said, listen, only speak the word and it will be done. Stop trying to make your own way. Blow your horn. When you're ever in trouble, honk the horn. Write it down. I believe in horns. See, many people got the wrong kind of horn. They all built and structured the wrong way, and you let some pressure come their way, and they sound off. They quack like ducks. So the word of God's going forth tonight. I mean, we've been talking about the word and trying and praying that you would grab a hold of the word and you let the manifestation be up to God. If you got faith, get faith to form yourself. Take care of what you can take care of. What is that? Yourself. Form yourself and wait for the wind of the Holy Ghost. Wait for the touch of God. Wait for the anointing. He'll come. He won't. He'll show up. He'll show up. Say, I'm going to get my confession together. Sanctified horn. Consecrated horn. See, I want you to understand that day and the hour is coming when the believer will just be able to say stuff and then whomp, there it is. Where the word of God can flow through you and it sounds just like it sounded in the spirit, in the natural, because it didn't have to go through a whole bunch of mess. Didn't have to go through a whole bunch of stuff. Didn't have to go through a bunch of changes. You just want it to flow through as it is in heaven, so be it on earth. And the only way it's going to get to earth is through you. I know that God is a rewarder of those that diligently seek him. I know that my God shall supply all of my need according to his riches and glory. I know that it is God's will that I would prosper and be in health even as my soul prospers. I know that God can take care of lilies, birds, and bees. He can handle my stuff. I expect. And because I expect, I'm going full time into forming myself to his image and to his word. Because I know that God, the wind of the Spirit, is about to blow through me. And that my words are going to change. And as my words change, my entire world's going to change. I will be able to speak the word of God as a sounding trumpet. And as I speak the word of God as a sound of trumpet, the army of God will respond with manifestation in the name of Jesus. Power. Holy Ghost power. Form your mouth. Form yourself. Get your mind together. Get your hand together. It's like you better aim yourself to glory. Get ready because you don't know what's coming. See, you think you're going to do it in your own strength. You better just form yourself. See, many people are trying to walk it out in themselves. No, just form yourself. Guess you don't, see, this is a new mode of travel in the Holy Ghost. You got to get this in your spirit. This is what we were trying to talk about this morning. Get this there. Don't try to be rich quickly. Quit that. Just believe God and get ready for the riches. Start to live right today. Don't you let another day go by where you're not living rich, where you're not living blessed, where you're not living prospered. Get it together now. Stop thinking about tomorrow. It's already taken care of. The time you're wasting on thinking about tomorrow, you're missing building your structure today. And you won't be ready when the wind of God comes to launch you where you want to go. I'm here to tell you about the Holy Ghost. God will prosper you. He said in his word, and that's all. He doesn't have to prove it to you. He doesn't have to prove it. He doesn't have to give you any signs about it. You should know that. When you need it, it will be there, and you better walk in that kind of faith toward it. Stop trying to help him out. He doesn't need your help. He didn't ask your advice when he created the heavens. He didn't ask your advice when he spoke you into existence, and he's not going to need your advice or your help to get you what you want from him. And if you think you know better, you would already have it. You're about to see some stuff. See, I found out. The devil had me lying, thinking that I was this and thinking I was less than what I really was. I had to stop and think about it, saying, oh, no, I'm a blessed person. I'm a mighty man of God. I can do what God wants me to do, when I want to do it, how I want to do it. I'm greater as he that is in me than he that is in the world. I can do all things through Christ that strengthens me. I'm empowered. And we start to walk in that light, your stuff just starts to pop to come together real quick. Find out what the Holy Ghost wants for you and step out in faith to go get it and watch it happen. Now, this promise, this mode of lifestyle and this thing will only work for those that will refuse to hasten the prosperity of God, but that will just take confidence. I'm not asking you to quit confessing abundance, because it's definitely coming. Keep confessing you're a millionaire. Keep confessing those things. Keep confessing God's best and all this other, but never get in the flesh concerning your prosperity again. Just stay in obedience. That's faith. That's faith. You just stay in obedience. You just stay in the will of God and watch what God does. And stop griping about it. Stop saying it's late. It's not late. He's right on time. Amen. You better stop it. Stop confessing. Live. Think about today. Everybody just take a moment and think about today. Where were you? Where were you today? What's going to be the big difference between your today and tomorrow? Your mindset, your perception, your faith level, and watch it start to pour in. The darkness cannot comprehend it. Let the light shine in the darkness.
You've been listening to Pastor Rod Counselor. It is our prayer that this message has been a blessing to you. You can receive other inspirational teachings from Pastor Rod by contacting Rod Counselor Ministries at 1-800-298-4333. You can also join us at Nations Church in the Woodlands, Texas.